It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, or Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to begin the study there with the 11th verse. So Matthew chapter 27, verse 11. And so if you would like to look that up and follow along with us, that would be wonderful. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us, phone number is 217-440-4402. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And as we begin here at the 27th chapter of Matthew, verse 11. Matthew 27:11. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now, at the feast of the governor, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. And Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. And when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. And then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. We're going to end there. What a sad, sad statement that 25th verse is. And we'll begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. So pleased that you would just direct us each and every day, Father. And we have to have the presence of you. We have to have your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, within our hearts. And Father, we know that the only way that that can be is if we make a personal decision to trust in you as our Savior. It is so important, Father, that we make that decision, that we say yes to you and invite you into our hearts. And of course, Father, we know that the first thing that your Spirit, the Comforter, does is show us who we are. Show us that we need a Savior. And that Savior, of course, is your Son, the Lord Jesus. But first of all, we have to admit that we're an old, filthy, rotten sinner. Oh, please, Father, help us to see that. and then invite your son Jesus into our heart. Sad day here that we're looking at, the day that our Lord was crucified, but it's a great day because it's a day that was set out before the foundations of the world to save mankind. All we need to do is come by faith to you and say yes. So please, Father, please guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin this study here, first of all, we're going to go and read from the other Gospels, from Mark, Luke, and John concerning this account. I think it's important that we cover all of those. And so now as we look at Mark chapter 15, verses 2 and through 5, it's not very long here. And we'll just begin with verse 1. Even and straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Art thou king of the Jews?" And he answered and said unto him, "Thou sayest it." And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee." But Jesus yet answered nothing, so Pilate marveled. Now, at that feast, he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desire. And we're going to go on now to a couple more verses in this section here. And it says in verse 7, "And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude cried aloud again to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said unto them, What will ye then that I should do unto him whom ye call king of the Jews? And they cried out, Crucify him. And then Pilate said unto them, Why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people and release Barabbas unto them and deliver Jesus, when he was scourged him, to be crucified. And we'll end the reading there. And as we found down here that the chief priests, they were the ones that desired. And here it speaks of the insurrection. It would seem that this Barabbas not only was a very evil, wicked man, but he rose up against against Rome. And in the process, people were murdered, and he was a cause of that. And so you can see that he was very much hated, not only by the Jews, but also by Rome themselves. And yet, they were still willing to release him. You know, somewhat sounds like today, doesn't it? Let's go to Luke 23. Luke chapter 23. Again, we'll start with verse 1. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou king of the Jews? And he answered unto him and said, Thou sayest it. And then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were more fierce, saying, He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning with Galilee and to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long season, because he had heard many things of him and hoped to have seen some miracles done by him. You see, there's the problem. He didn't come and desire to see him because he knew he was a lost sinner and needed a Savior. He just wanted to see some miracles done. And that's a sad thing with today, because most people do not come to him desiring to be saved, saved from their sin. They're condemned. All you're condemned already if you have not come by faith to Jesus. So please, that you would call upon him. Don't just look to Jesus as being a good man and someone that lived a good life, does good things, because he needs to be your Savior. And the only way that can be is if you'll trust in him as your Savior. Don't come just looking for some miracles as this one did. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. You see, he didn't desire to know what was of importance, and that was salvation. He just wanted to see some miracles, and Jesus was not going to perform before him. The chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him, and Herod with his men of war set him at naught, mocked him, arrayed him with a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And that same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity one between themselves. It says they became friends. Tolerated each other would be a better word for what they have come up with after this event took place. Now, let's go a little bit further here, because then we come and Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, said unto them, "Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him, for of necessity I must release one unto them at the feast." This is the feast of the Passover. "And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto him, unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city, and a murderer, was cast into prison. And Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them a third time, Why? What evil hath he done? And I found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto him and to them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold on Simon the Cyrene, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that it might bear it after Jesus." Now, we're going to see here, and this is the world. Understand this. Instead of having someone that has such great love that he gave his own life for you, he died on the cross for you, he took your sins away for you, you would rather have a murderer. That's the flesh. I beg you, trust in Jesus today. Don't make the same decision. Let's go to John. One more. I know this takes some time to do, but I think it's very, very important that we read all four of these gospel readings and records of this. John chapter 18, and we're going to start reading in the 28th verse. John 18, 28. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. It was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled. How ignorant is that? They're putting the Son of God to death, desire to put him to death, but they would not go into the judgment hall because then they'd be defiled and could not attend the Passover. But they might eat the Passover. Verse 29. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. And the Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. They had to compromise and join with the Romans, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. In other words, they could not crucify him. And then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou king of the Jews? And Jesus answered and said, Say thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation, the chief priests, have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my delivered not from hence. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am king. To this end I am born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every man that is of truth heareth my voice. And Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and said unto them, I find no fault at all. But as the custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover, will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. And Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe, and he said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. And Pilate therefore went forth again, and saith unto them, Behold, I bring you forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold, the man. And when the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. And the Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. He is the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. And then said Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? And Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. From henceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. And when Pilate therefore heard that saying, He brought Jesus forth and sat him down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he saith to the Jews, Behold your king. And they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? And the chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. That is the reading from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now back to Matthew chapter 27. And keep in mind some of the things, the awful treatment that the Jews have received through all these generations, through all these centuries. And it all comes down to a statement that was made, and that is at verse 25. Then answered all the people, His blood be on us and our children. What a day. What a sad, sad statement. All right, back now to the 11th verse. Jesus stood before the governor. I'm in Matthew chapter 27. Again, I don't want to lose you. Matthew chapter 27, verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor. The governor asked him, saying, Art thou king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest, Art thou king of the Jews? It didn't seem like Pilate was threatened by the Lord Jesus. And when he said, Thou sayest, when he had accused, when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. And then Pilate said to him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? Pilate had never, ever experienced someone like the Lord Jesus. Always you give excuses, you give great statements concerning how to prove that you're innocent, prove that you're good, prove that what they're saying is not true. You've got to hold up for yourself. Somebody has to speak on your behalf, and you're the only one here, so you should be speaking on your behalf. And yet, Jesus said not a word. The only comment that he had was, Thou sayest, when he was asked if you're king of the Jews. He answered nothing. And again, we find with the 14th verse the way Pilate looked at this, because he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Pilate was taken by this. He did not understand. And according to the statements that we have read in this gospel and the other three, all four gospels, Pilate found no fault in him. Now, in one of the gospels we read that they accused Jesus of not paying the tax and not standing up as he should. And we know that Jesus did that. He said, you know, render to Caesar what is Caesar's and render to God what's God's. And yet they still, you know, false accusations was raised up here. So he knew he was innocent. He knew it. They knew it. The chief priests, the scribes, and they got the people all wound up here. But truth is known, they all knew that he was innocent. They knew that they had to convict Jesus with lies. So there was no need for the Lord Jesus to make a statement. Because, you see, he was standing before those that would not listen. Those that would not respond to the truth, the Word of God. And as long as we are before those that will not listen to the truth, there is no reason to waste words. And God tells us not to throw our pearls before the swine. And that's exactly what that is talking about. There is no need to speak when whoever is not listening. If you're not listening, there's no reason to speak. And the only way you can listen, if you will surrender to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to open those ears up to come in and hear the truth and get down to your heart and recognize that you're a lost sinner and you need a Savior. And Jesus is that Savior. He is the only one. You don't need anything else. Yes, you should be baptized. Yes, you should join a church. Yes, you should serve and work. But only after you're born again. And you're saved by faith in Jesus alone. Nothing more. So you see, as we read this here, we find that Pilate was really concerned. He spoke never a word. Jesus' life was an open book. His doctrines, his preaching, his teaching were all very well known. He didn't hide anything. But here he spoke never a word because everything was already out in the open. And again, the governor marveled, could not understand why someone would not defend himself. And as we read over in the Gospel of John, and we'll turn back there again for a couple of verses, and that's John chapter 18. Verses 28 and 29. I'm sorry, 29 and 30. Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" And they answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee." And so then that's when Pilate said, "Well, I find no fault in him, so you take him." In Pilate's eyes and mind and his law, blasphemy was not a purpose of death. Take him and judge him yourself. And verse 31 here says, "Then Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. And the Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." What a joke. What a joke. It is something how that man can be so corrupt and yet so good in their talk and walk. Now, we find over here in Luke chapter 23, verses 2 through 5, they begin to accuse him, saying, "We find this fellow perverting the nation, forbidding to give tribute to Caesar." We've made note of that he himself is Christ the King. And Pilate said unto him, "Say, art thou King of the Jews?" And he answered and said, "Thou sayest." And then Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, "I find no fault in this man." And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all of Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." He has nothing but a troublemaker, they're saying. And so they desire that he be put away. Now, back to Matthew, and we find that as we look at this wonderful scripture verse here, and the rest of the verses here, "Now at the feast of the governor, to release a person, a prisoner, whom they would. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. And we read all that concerning Barabbas and everything that was to take place. And we'll begin there next time. We want to take plenty of time with this. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?